Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story of God's Plan for His Son Jesus to Save the World. We have a Savior of the world. His name is Jesus. There is no other way to the Father. That's what he said in the Word of God. And if we take it to be literal, then that's what we have to do. We have to go to the Father through Jesus, not any other person. In Matthew 26, when Jesus had finished his talk with his disciples, and remember this story, chapter 26, is about him the night before he had to go and die on the cross. And so he was having a dinner, and after his talk with the disciples, he told them, as you know, the Passover celebration begins in 2 days. Okay, so there's still time before he's going to die. And I shall be betrayed and crucified. At the very moment, the chief priests and the other Jewish officials were meeting at the residence of Caiaphas, the high priest, to discuss ways of capturing Jesus quietly and killing him. But not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, for there would be a riot. And Jesus now proceeded to Bethany, to the home of Simon the leper. While he was eating, a woman came in with a bottle of very expensive perfume and poured it over his head. And the disciples were indignant when she did that. What a waste of good money, they said. Why, she should have sold it for a fortune and given it to the poor. Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking and said to them, why are you criticizing her? For she has done a good thing to me. You will always have the poor among you, but you won't always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial, and she will always be remembered for this deed. The story of what she has done will be told throughout the whole world and wherever the good news is preached. And friends, it is so true, because this is 2,000 years later, and that story is still being told. Why? Because Jesus said it in the Word of God. And when you read the Word of God, you are hearing that same story today as it happened 2,000 years ago. Friends, Jesus' death on the cross was God's plan to save the world. God had a plan. He had a plan to send his son to die on the cross. That is the good news. That is the message of the cross. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus died on the cross for you and me. And then later he was resurrected and is king forevermore. But there's one more step in this process. The last step is he is coming back one day. How do we know? Jesus himself said that he is coming back again. If you read the book of Revelation, he says it there. Paul says it in the Word of God. Jesus said it, that don't worry, that after the tribulation, he would be returning. What is he returning for? He's returning for all the people that know and love him. And he is, according to the word of God, is going to live on the earth for 1,000 years as king over the whole earth. There will be no more government. All the leaders of the other countries will have to come to Israel and bow down their knee once a year and represent their country in the world. Is that a true thing? It's in the Word of God. That means whatever's in the Word of God is the truth, right? There is no lie in that Bible. Not even one word is a lie. And Jesus said, not even one word is going to be taken out of that Bible. Jesus said it himself. For God sent not his Son, John 3:16-18, for God so loved this world that he gave his only Son, begotten Son, because it came from God, that whosoever should believe in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Friends, have you noticed in the church they don't talk about Jesus? I've been to many churches and visiting, big and small, and I never hear them sing about Jesus anymore. I remember a little song that I was taught when I was a little girl. It said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I wonder if your children know that song. I know that for many years, little by little, they've been cutting his name out of the society, out of our country. We don't say Jesus anymore. We say God, whichever God. It could be the million gods that are in the world. You don't know who they're talking about. But the Bible says there's only one God, and he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die for you and for me, and he's not a liar. Every single thing in the Word of God has come to pass. And right now, we're at the end of the Bible. We're not in the beginning. The beginning was the day that God made the world. We're facing the last 3 or 4 pages in the book of Revelation. Many of the things written in Revelation have come to pass already. There's only 5. We're probably in chapter 13. We haven't seen the 2 witnesses. We haven't seen the 144,000 Jews. We haven't seen the sky open up and Jesus come out. We haven't seen him live on this earth for 1,000 years. And we haven't seen him get the angels to pick Satan and throw him in the lake of fire. That's all we're missing. And that's in the future, but not too far away from the future, right? Everything in the Word of God is going to come to pass. Jesus said not even one word is going to be left out. of what he said. If Jesus said it, you can bank on it, because he doesn't lie. Human beings lie. And for many, many years in this America, they don't teach the Bible anymore to the children. When I was little, they used to give me a little Bible. They taught me the Word of God. My dad taught me some words in the Bible. He told me how to read the Bible. Did your family, your father, your mother show you how to read the Bible or explain it to you? And I do know that there are people that do that. But for the majority, we've left God behind and we're going our own way. And America, thank God, is coming back to God. The Bible says that if my people will humble themselves and pray and ask for forgiveness, he will heal our land. That's what we need to be doing right now, asking God to forgive us for our land, for our corruption, for our murders in this country. Many, many murders. People have been murdered. Little babies and adults. So much murder in the world now. So many people being abducted, children, to sell in other countries. I cannot believe that. Every day I see on Facebook how many people, children, are missing. Nobody knows where they are. Would you like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? He is the one that saves us. He is the one that's coming back for us. He says he will wipe away every tear. You can know this Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I don't know you. I never heard about you. I know that what this lady is saying is the truth. And I want to know you. I want to give my heart to you. Change me. Take away my sins. Let me come into your kingdom. Show me the way of life. And Lord, I will follow you. I will accept you. I accept you right now. I know you died for me personally to take away my sins. And I received that. And Lord, because you forgave me, I forgive anyone who have hurt me or have not taken care of me or whatever. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, can you let me know? I would love to know that you came to Jesus. That's the most wonderful thing that you could ever do in your life. It's worth more than money, more than anything. It is giving you eternal life. Jesus said he came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Amen. And amen.